Boom.
Welcome to the Committed Mentality Podcast. We are a couple of guys committed to growing through conversation. No topics are off limits. No feelings are spared.
We're going to grow today, damn it.
Yeah, we are going to grow today. We got a lot of, we got a little, something a little talk about here. I'm curious.
Is this episode about me?
Yeah.
It's kind of about you. I might be a spectator in this too, because Brendan seems like he seemed like he got some shit for you.
I don't have any fire for you. I'm trying to gain an understanding about your point of view of conforming to society and not conforming to society, because I don't understand how you can pick and choose the things that you will do and things that you won't do. Like something as simple as like wearing, or like, okay, is it if it's a law, then you follow it. But if it's a society thing, then you decide that you're going to go against it. And then why is the whole point of going against it? Like, I guess don't understand.
Well, let's look at the difference between law and society. If I don't follow the law, I can be penalized.
Right.
In a way that I don't want to be penalized.
That's what I'm saying. Like, do
I don't
want to
pay money
because of the law.
I don't want to go to jail.
Right.
So I will follow these laws that I have to follow while living in this state.
Right.
Society, if I don't do things that society does or I choose to move my own way, I'll be penalized. But I don't give a fuck because it's just words.
So give me some examples of society things that you purposely are like, nah.
Like whenever Drake drops a single.
How fucking dare you? You will fucking listen to it. You'll fucking like it. And you'll shut the fuck
like
up.
Like the song WAP with Meg Thee Stallion and Cardi B. Mm-hmm. I didn't listen to that song for the first 3 months.
I still haven't heard it.
Yeah, I still haven't heard it. I still haven't heard it all the way through.
Like, and I've only heard it all the way through once.
I haven't even heard it.
All of the hot trends that come out, like
trends
when they
are
come out,
different. That's not.
He's saying
that's
more. He's saying more like personally, like things that you do in your life and choices.
Because I still haven't had the Popeyes chicken sandwich.
Give me an example.
Well, your example was Christmas, that you don't want to buy any gifts for Christmas because you felt like there was a lot of pressure. I'm trying to identify other things like that where you're saying, because you lumped that into having not conforming to society. And I wanted to understand, what other things do you not conform with through society? Like what equates to that? I don't understand it.
Well, I mean, a lot of society is about trends. Trends in certain traditions. I don't care about Thanksgiving. I don't care about Christmas.
I mean, I don't care about Genocide Day either.
I don't care about any.
I love Christmas.
I don't care about any of these major holidays. But
you don't care about them. Why? Like, is it you don't care about it because it's a major holiday, or because you like haven't had a reason to celebrate on those days?
I don't care about them because they don't mean anything to me, and I don't. And they don't mean anything to me because of how much they are. How much of high regard they're held at.
Interesting.
And then on top of that, like, the backstories of these holidays, like, I find out about these backstories, these holidays, and it just turns me off a little more.
That's such a better reason. Like,
I kind of knew that that's what a lot of his shit is, though.
Exactly, though. Like, I knew that from Christmas, because you've posted about that before on Facebook. Like, I 100% get it. Like, I think every single year around Christmas time, you've made a post about Christmas and the origin of it, or you may share an old post or something. But so I understand that, and I know that. Like, those are valid reasons to me. I get that. But saying that you don't do it because it's a societal thing, that part, I'm trying to understand, like, why not?
And another reason, if I don't like it, I just don't do it.
I mean, I understand that.
A lot of shit that society does, I don't fuck with.
Yeah.
Like, I'm cool on that. Like, I just saw the movie Us last night.
Us.
Yeah, what the fuck is Us? I haven't seen it either.
It came out 2018?
Which is surprising. 2017. You know he's a movie buff.
Yeah, there's a movie.
Well, it was hot.
What was Us?
It was,
what the fuck
it
was that?
It was kind of like the sequel from Get Out.
Oh, yeah.
By Jordan Peele.
Yeah, you know what? I watched that because I support Jordan Peele. I didn't even care. Like,
it was really hot when it came out. Like, everybody was talking about it.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
I'm not big on that. Like, Wonder Woman just came out, and so many people were just trying to see it just to see it. Or like the live action Mulan. Like, I didn't want to see that. Like, I didn't want to see it because there was so much hype behind it. And certain songs, I'll be like that too. As soon as like something goes viral, I'm like, ugh, all this shit. But I don't feel like that's a conforming to society. I just feel like that. I don't think that trends are the same thing.
And thinking that I have to look a certain way to people in society, like, I gotta wear certain clothes, like we talked about name brands, like the last episode. Yeah. Like, I don't care about that shit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't care about it anymore.
But I used to, like when we was in high school. Yeah. Like, I cared about the shit that I wore, and when we got a little older, like maybe around maybe I don't know 25.
So what was your? What
I kind of stopped shift? Caring about it.
What was your shift? What made that shift?
I started thinking for myself instead of letting what I saw think for me.
What do you think triggered it? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I don't know what triggered it.
Yeah.
I just got to the point where I'm like, all right, yeah, this is stupid.
So mine was theft that triggered mine. I think I said that before in the last podcast. Like, what triggered me not wanting to like wear what everyone else was wearing? Well, one, I didn't want to be like made fun of when I was wearing this stuff. Like, I wanted to make sure that I fit in, you know, with what? Everybody.
I think it was loss. I had some expensive designer frames, sunglasses. I had some Gucci ones, some Burberry ones, some Fendi ones. I can't tell you where those glasses are. And I have no reason for not having them. But I lost them. I broke one of them, lost the other two.
But did
and I was like, you know what?
The loss triggered it, you think?
I don't know.
Loss triggered mine.
It may have been before that. It may have been right after that. I don't know. But that's the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah. Did you have anything like that? Hey.
No, I think with me, the shit that triggered it is like what I was doing. Like, I even started doing that shit years ago. I started ordering shit that was like either from China or something like that. That was like either like somewhat knockoff type version or something, to see what it was like, to see when I started like making my own money and being able to do that. And like shit being more common online, I started buying stuff like that. And when I would get it, it would be basically the same as the shit I had in the store. And some of it was the exact same.
Interesting.
And it really hit with me like, well, damn, then why would I go next week or a month from now or at my birthday or at whatever, this and that, whatever, or next time I need a new pair of shoes or next time I need a new coat or hat or this and that. Like, why would I do that if I could buy maybe 5 of those for that price? I could buy 10 of those for that price. Like, damn, like, and it really just, from that, it spawned from there. Ever since then, I've been cheap as shit. Like I said, I don't pay full price for anything now, basically. But
it's funny to me because I will still judge somebody by the shoes they wear. I know it's ignorant, whatever you want to call it. But
juvenile.
So
no, but listen, that's where it gets crazier for me. That's where, like, a lot of people have no idea that a million pairs of shoes they've seen me in are fake.
But, like, I don't. I'm not saying.
B knows, because I ordered some shit.
I got a couple of them too.
Yeah,
I still got them gray J's.
Do you?
Yeah, they kind of fucked up, but.
But I'm not saying them.
Like, they're right though.
I'm not saying the brand. I'm saying like how they treat their clothing, like how they treat their shoes.
What do you mean? Like just to be in dirty ass shoes.
If they're like fucked up or whatever, like. I wasn't saying like the brand. I meant to say like as the quality of how they treat their shoes.
Yeah, but that's different. I mean, I think we're talking more in the lane of the brand and caring and all that or whatever. And about the pricing and like what you said, what if there was anything that like flipped that switch? That was what flipped the switch for me, because I remember one time specifically I bought I want to say it was like 3 to 4 pair of LeBrons that were for like one of these sites or whatever. Mm-hmm. And
you
still
got that site, do you?
Yeah.
You do?
Like, not that site, but I have
another one.
A million versions of them.
What the hell, that's
yeah. Yeah. But honestly, that's why I mentioned on the last episode or whatever, is like the Alibaba, AliExpress and shit like that. In a lot of ways, it's like that now too. It's just a little weird that there's so many on there now that you have to like kind of like watch a YouTube video or do something where you see somebody give a review that has bought from that seller.
Yeah.
To then know, like, okay, no, they sell like the shit that is basically legit, because there are some people that it'll show up and it'd be some bullshit.
So, did you, when you made that transition, like, what do you feel like the catalyst was to make you make that transition into being like, you know what, let me try this?
And the only thing I can think of is maybe that it was I think I was an adult and it was my own money and I started being cheap. The weird thing was I was always a saver when I was a kid.
But
so
you don't,
like,
remember a point where you were like, I'm gonna try this out.
I do remember saying like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna try them, order some, see how they come. But I don't know exactly why. The only thing I can think of maybe why is because I think I might have saw somebody or talked to somebody that said they had a pair of shoes or a thing or something that they had ordered, and they're like, man, like, look. And I was looking at it like, damn, this is the same shit. Like, and that's what got crazier to me is then when we started like finding better places to order from and shit like that, is I had times where I owned already the real pair of a shoe, and then I would order the fake one, and it was the exact same, the exact same. And then I was like, what the fuck am I doing here then? Why then? Because the crazier part, and he knows this, the crazier part is a lot of times I was getting them for like $30, $40. Mm. And the other one I was holding in my other hand, I was paying, like you said, $170, $150, maybe upwards to $200 at times.
Them J's I had that I still got, no, I've never seen anybody with those colors. And I got mad people. I had mad people ask me about them.
Yeah, and see, and I was a little bit
them
different.
Bitches cost like $50.
Yeah, and I was a little bit different to where I most of the time was always buying just the ones that had the same colors in the store. For the most part, I bought a few here and there that were like a little odd color, just because I was like, damn, I really fuck with those colors. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I just bought the same ones in the store. And then when I would get them, I would compare them or look at pictures online or whatever. And like when I would see how similar it was, I'm like, fuck, man. Like somebody that is fresh out of school, not making a ton of money, whatever it's not, I was like, why would I keep buying shit at $170 price when I could either just get one pair for $30 and have so much money for other things, or I can buy fucking 3, 4, 5 pair for what I could get something else for at times.
Yeah, I do kind of keep my kids kind of like keep up with the Joneses in that kind of way, where like my daughter has like a taste in shoes where she wants to look a certain way, and she just has a style that she likes, and my son has a style that he likes, and they do happen to be expensive shoes, you know, quote unquote. They are expensive shoes because in the stores that they're in, they are the most expensive shoes in the stores that they're in. Maybe not like a Gucci store or whatever Coach store or something like that, but in the stores that they're in, they're the most expensive shoes. And you know, I do buy them for them.
Shit, I went to Muhammad many times.
What?
So I went to Muhammad many times.
Oh. That's where you get the fakes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've never bought a fake pair of shoes that I know of, because obviously I only buy them from the stores. But I hate shopping online.
There's people
I
that
just
are
recently stopped wearing those Muhammad Tims that I bought a few years ago.
Really?
Because I fucked them up too bad.
Yeah. See, and there's people that are like so against all that shit. And I understand some people's reason.
Against what? Shopping fake?
Yeah, yeah. And they think that's the worst, or you're the biggest lame ball or whatever. Fine.
I don't think it's like lame, but I think there's like it's a knockoff of the people that are making. I watched a documentary about that where it was talking about people who are buying fake things and how it's such a problem and such an issue, and the people that it hurts along the way and all this kind of stuff.
Think about that, the concept of that, buying knockoffs. Like, you're buying knockoffs of a name brand because of that brand.
Yeah.
Which is influenced by society. Mm-hmm. Now, I still have that kind of thinking in my head. Like, I still want a certain brand. I still want to wear a certain brand. Mm-hmm. But as far as like following certain things, like that's the shit that I don't do. Like,
so
I'll still wear fake Tims.
You more so don't like trends.
Tims. I like the way Tims look. Like those 6-inch wheat Tims. Mm-hmm. Like, I like those. I love those. Yeah. It was like my favorite boot because I've grown up seeing them so much. Everybody else wearing them, and I'm getting into them as a kid, but they were fucking expensive.
I had a music teacher. He said that, man, if these black kids would found out one day, or found out that these boots were made for these farm kids that call them the N-word every day, I wonder if they would still wear them. And that had me,
man,
dying.
The crazy shit is
that.
Yeah, the crazy shit.
That's what he said. Yeah. Like, that's he said it in humor, but he meant that shit in real life. Like, he was like, he really said it as a question. He's like, I wonder if they knew that they were not intended for them, and because it was around that time. You remember when Tommy Hilfiger
said
he had to make his clothes for black people? Mm-hmm. And it was around that time frame.
It's that symbol, man. Just like that tree, that Tommy symbol.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then that, not long after, that's, I think, what drove a lot for FUBU to make their stuff. Is that's a lot of where it came from. It's because then they said, okay, it's going to be for us, by us. And a lot of people didn't even know that's what it shit stood for. But it's weird, for that reason, I never bought FUBU, because I felt like, okay, like, you're specifically saying it's not really supposed to be for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and a lot of other people didn't look at it like that, but I'm like, oh, you're saying it's not for me? That's fine. I don't have to buy it. Like, I saw some shit from time to time. I was like, oh, that's a fire jacket. I had no kind of like thinking.
You ain't buying
it
just because of that?
What, like, because they
because
said?
Because it was FUBU?
Mm-mm. I just, like, my thing was, this shit ain't for me. Like, it's not for me.
Yo,
funny.
I felt like somebody when I wore FUBU, too. And, I felt good buying and wearing FUBU.
You mean you felt good wearing name brand clothes back in the day?
Nah,
anyway.
I felt I never. I've never purchased a single pair of Tommy Hilfiger anything.
I never had any of that either.
I did like I liked Nautica, but that's probably like, and I liked Eddie Bauer, and then I had Nike stuff and I had Jordan stuff, but like Jordan was because Jordan was Jordan, and Nike was just because it was like a popular brand of shoe, and they always felt good on my feet. But as far as like brands that I like wore, because I've never been a brand whore, but when it came to FUBU,
I used to be
like I cared about FUBU because like the story of FUBU, like when we were finding out as it, you know, coming up as the company, and LL Cool J was wearing it, and like and I was a huge LL Cool J fan, and like that was the brand that I cared about. Other than that, I never really.
That's another reason why I got away from all that shit is because I didn't want to become a slave
to the label,
to brands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't wanna feel like I can only feel this level of good if I'm wearing this type of apparel.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's another reason why I got away from that.
One thing
shit.
I was
like,
gonna plug
stupid.
Yeah, one thing I was gonna plug into that I think you guys can speak to, and maybe it's gonna go into all the other shit we're talking about with the societal shit and all that too, is like when you have the luxury to not care, it makes things different too.
Oh, for sure.
So what I was going to say is even like back with when I started buying some of the like the fake shoes and stuff like that, whatever, it was because I think I cared less about them being that way because I knew I could also afford the real shit. But I think for someone that maybe couldn't afford the real shit or could barely afford the real shit, it would be very hard for them to be like, okay, it's like whatever. You know what I mean? Like just kind of look at it that way.
In that way, they should have that mindset.
They
even
should.
More.
They should. But you get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Like they should.
Yeah.
The same way we should have when we were kids and shit.
The reverse could happen where it hurts them more for not having it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I see that.
Exactly. And then, well, because then if somebody does say something, it becomes an issue or whatever. Then there's also something behind that insecurity. You know what I'm saying? Because then when somebody says something like, "Oh, you got on the fucking fake shoes. You're broke. Whatever this and that." It's like they might feel like, well, damn, I am kind of broke or whatever, something. And then they feel a certain way. I always felt like somebody could say whatever. And I'm like, motherfucker, I'll buy your shoes 10 times, mine these 10 more fake pairs. I don't care. But you get that luxury. You see what I'm saying? Like, because I had that luxury, it made me feel okay to where I don't give a damn if somebody thinks this shit is whack.
I was actually in that position one time. Someone pointed out my shoes being fake. Some shoes or boots or something. I was like, man, is it Muhammad's? Them is fake. Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
So now what? Now where we go from here?
Yo,
by that time, I didn't care.
That's
anymore.
How I be feeling about
to that
a lot
point,
of shit.
Like, I don't care.
No,
yes, they are.
That's how I be feeling about when you talk about conspiracy theories. Okay, now what? Like, where do we go from here? Like,
well, some of that shit could eventually affect you. I mean, it might not have zero immediate effect on you, but it could affect. It could affect you at some point, depending on what it is.
If aliens were here, I'm trying to think of a good sentence to say. If aliens were here, I'm trying to feel like, okay, and then
what do you want? What does he want you to do?
Yeah, like what am I going to do about it?
I don't know. Depends on how the aliens look.
How they look?
They could look like us.
And then what? Like, what am I gonna do with that news?
I don't know. Be more alert when you go out in public.
Alert for what though? If nothing has happened to me up to this point, what am I alert to?
That is like really naive. Are you serious? Why do you have a gun?
I'm saying.
Why do you have a gun?
I'm saying.
Why do you have a gun?
No, wait. Listen.
Answer my question.
Answer my question
answer
first.
This question. Why do you have a gun? Because this, how you answer that is going to answer your question. Why do you have a gun?
I'm asking you if the aliens are here.
Why do you have a gun? Tell me. Exactly. Shut. Next topic. Exactly.
I know what he's going to say. Possibility of a threat.
For protection?
Yeah, possibility
exactly.
of a threat.
So when you ain't never been in a situation like that where you needed one, but you have one
yeah.
just in case.
But I'm saying if I know that there's an alien there, what am I going to do with that knowledge? Like what? I don't know what I would do with that knowledge.
Just be more aware. Alert.
I guess I'm trying. That's why I don't think that you can equate that to being alert about an alien versus having a gun in case something bad happens. Like, I just don't get it.
He's saying he's going. I think he's saying. You tell me if I'm wrong, but I think you're saying like he's going to want to know what their purpose are, like what they're trying to do, what's going on, whatever, because of the possibility of a threat or what they may be trying to do to him, the world, whatever.
I guess I feel like if they're an alien, if my gun can't stop them, I don't know what I would do. You also got to remember
Brent has watched a lot of movies.
He does. I do forget the air. I forgot.
So every scenario is like he's got to think about what could this mean if this was a movie.
So I would need to know if they're an alien so that way I can get Captain America.
He's talking shit now, bro.
I would need the Hulk. That is my...
He's talking shit now, bro. He's taking shots now.
There's not even any logic behind it. Well, go ahead. Keep shooting. Get your shit off.
Oh, shit.
But to spin back, I think we got way off, too, of, like, with societal stuff. I guess when he brought that up, I guess the only thing I could kind of say that I think maybe he could ask you stuff, too, whether it be, like, marriage, or do you think you should have a certain amount of kids or have kids out of marriage, or, like, a lot of things that are more big.
Yeah, stuff like that. Like, you should be, like, if you're 30 years old, you should have a marriage, a career, or a house, kids, house. You should have all this stuff by 30. Why?
I don't believe in that.
That shit is stupid.
I don't believe in putting, like, time limits on other people's lives.
Yeah, that's dumb as fuck.
So let me ask you this on the other side then, Brandon. What shit do you think that maybe he has that he goes against purposely because he thinks it's societal that you think is like, hey, I think you're looking at that the wrong way.
Christmas. Maybe that was like the only thing.
I don't know though, man. Christmas is so fucking like.
I think like.
People don't really know.
Nah, it's just probably because I like Christmas. But like all the other holidays, I don't really care about. I like. Christmas.
I like Christmas.
Christmas for me is
not. I like
that
I don't have to go to work and I get paid.
Christmas for me is not a religious holiday. I think it's not.
And people try to say it is.
For me, it's a gift giving holiday.
It's Jesus' birthday, though.
But it's not.
It's not.
But that's how it's promoted.
It's not his birthday.
But I'm saying, like, for me, though.
White Jesus, too. It's white Jesus' birthday. White Jesus might have been born December 25th.
Yeah, he might have been made up on the 25th because there's no such thing as a white Jesus.
For me,
another one.
It's a gift-giving holiday. So, like, I enjoy that aspect of it. Like, it's a reason to give a gift to somebody else. Now,
why does it have to be that day? Why can't you give a gift on January 25th?
Well, that's because that's the way the story.
Or February 12th. Why can't you give a gift November 3rd?
You can, but. All the retailers got together and said that Christmas was the day that we do and I agree.
You know what? I think Christmas is a good is cool here in Ohio or in cold climates. It's like the winter sucks, man. You got to throw something in the middle of it to like make it all right. Like it sucks right now. You know what I mean? Like the weather's cold as shit. You don't get to do much outside. You know
something I heard.
Throw some shit in there.
I like the Christmas season. I love everything around it. Like
I heard some wild shit.
Magical.
I heard some wild shit a few years ago. And I didn't do any fact checking, but it sounds pretty legit when you actually think about it. This person said that if one Christmas everybody takes off, don't buy any gifts for Christmas, take all that money you were going to spend on anybody for Christmas and give it to like a certain organization to help homeless people. They said if everybody does that, you could end homelessness forever.
You can't end homelessness though.
Why?
I hate to shoot that down, but you can't end homeless. A lot of people choose to be homeless.
Well, the ones who don't choose to be like the ones who actually want help and need help.
The ones who don't choose to be homeless could choose to not be homeless. I mean, there's a lot of programs out there to help people not be homeless.
Sure.
And I'm speaking on this like a high and
mighty type. Like
of
I said, like
attitude.
I don't know if that's even true or not. But
I know in a decent amount of areas.
But the amount of money that
I get what you're saying.
But the
like,
amount of money that people spend
issue. Yeah.
On Christmas, like just in America, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just the amount of money that's spent on Christmas in America. Like, I think Hawaii has like probably like the most homeless people.
Yeah, they got a lot of homeless people.
But capitalism is the reason for homelessness. You know, like if you enjoy capitalism.
What is capitalism?
It's the United States, basically. But if it's every man for themselves for the dollar, basically. For the dollar.
So if everybody takes off Christmas and gives their dollars
that's
to people who need it,
that's socialism.
So that wouldn't help.
That's socialism. America is based on capitalism. Mm-hmm. Capitalism is all about growing your money. Yeah. Like socialism is about spreading the money. So like those two things are in conflict. It's not that they it's hard for them to coexist. That's our whole problem in our government right now. Mm-hmm. The reason why we can't agree on things is because the one side of the bill, like with our stimulus package, one of them thinks like it's too much of a socialist idea. The other one thinks it's too much of a capitalistic idea. Like, people want to help people, they think it's socialism. If they think it's all about money, then they think it's capitalism. But they can't really marry each other because one side has to deal with helping people and thinking it's for the greater good, and then everyone else is like, well, that doesn't serve me, so why would we want to do this? So, like, capitalism is self-serving and socialism is not.
That's another thing, politics. Like, people are so married to their side, mm-hmm. instead of just listening to what other people have to offer. Like, why can't you just listen to every single candidate and just go with the one that...
Oh, no, I'm kind of shit, too.
I was getting like that, too. I was like,
why can't you just listen to every single candidate and go with the one that you think is better?
Yeah.
Instead of just going with the one who is for your side.
I've been thinking about that for a lot.
A lot of me being so against... this year. A lot of me going against society is just trying to break that mind control that's been held over us for... since we were fucking kids.
Yeah. I feel like I've tried to do a good job of that in a lot of aspects, but just not everything. And
I think I've done a great job. I might be going too far, though.
Right. Hey, at least you're aware.
There are some times when I'd be like, damn, am I tripping?
And I think that's kind of what it almost seems like Brandon is fearful.
Yeah. For Christmas?
He's fearful of this.
Yeah.
I bought this not too long ago at Burlington, man. For everything's
that bitch
for,
is fresh.
Everything's for a deal, man.
Like, that bitch fresh out the wrapper, don't it?
Everything's for a deal. But
he's a model. Everything looks good on him. So he could have put on that damn curtain back there. Like, damn, you just get that?
That's a fire ass curtain.
That shit tight, bro. I want to get me one of them.
Oh, no.
And
you
I just picked this up at the motherfucking thrift store.
Too much gas. But no, damn, you just threw me off now. I'm like enjoying my compliments over here. You know what I'm saying?
Basking in his own glory and shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, I do pull this off. Yeah. What was he talking about?
Oh, you're talking about the politics and stuff. I think what I was going to say is, too, like, I went through phases, and maybe I mentioned this already, but I don't know. I feel like I went through phases when I was young. I felt like I had a time period where I felt a lot of, like, I think what Brent's whole vibe is now, where I was like, I don't want to listen to the coolest song. I don't want to wear the shit that everybody's wearing.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear... Or be about the politician that everybody's about right now. I don't want it. Like, I've went through that period for sure where, like, I didn't want to mess with none of that shit because it was the shit you're supposed to do. Like, okay, that's exactly what I don't want to do because I want to make my own mind up. But I think where you're, like, what you're asking or seeing him is, like, you just want to make sure that's why he's doing it and that he's not doing it just to go against the grain.
Yeah, like, I always feel like when people like do stuff just to go against the grain, like I think that's ever since high school, that's always annoyed me. Like when I've seen people like purposely,
but I
like,
think maybe you don't realize that you do it to a decent degree.
I know that I do it because I don't like doing certain things. I don't do things just to go against the grain.
You're doing them for you.
Yeah. Like it's, I just happen to not agree with this, so I'm not going to do it. But like, I enjoy Christmas, so I can buy gifts on Christmas.
I think Brent
but
definitely teeters on the line where some of the shit is for him and some of it is like, damn, I just hate it so much. And others, I'm not fucking with it.
Like clothing, for example. Literally, I don't know what any brand of anything that I have on right now, and it probably cost me less than $50. My watch, on the other hand, cost $500. So like, there's a difference. You know what I mean? Like, they're
plug. That's something else my wife got me. She got me an Apple Watch.
Nice. Nice. But it's like,
it's coming through, son.
like Apple Watches. I refuse to wear an Apple Watch.
Really?
Yeah. I refuse.
Yeah, but
fucking stupid.
I'm super so undecided on it right now.
But so like, I love gadgets. I love them. And I love tech type shit.
Tech stuff.
I just bought me I just bought a new doorknob. It cost me $270.
$270.
Yeah. It better be a mean doorknob.
Right.
I touch my fingerprint on it and it opens up. I love it. And because we had all...
That's so fucking lazy. Why do you do that?
Because the doorknob that we had before, we only had two keys. And it has a certain key that we couldn't like go copy. And it's four of us. So coming and going, I was like, I need to get a new doorknob. So I was going to get a regular one. I was like, let me get something like this better. So then I looked to see what was better. And I was like, oh, this one I can program... anybody can open it. If I had the maintenance man that needs to come, I can unlock it from my phone remotely. And you know, it uses the fingerprint. So it's like a lot easier just to get into the door. It's not, you could say like it's lazy, which it could be, but
that's
convenient.
That's one thing I hate about technology. It makes motherfuckers more lazy. Goddamn lazier.
But it's also practical because
movies make
when I have like bags in my hand, I could just put my thumb up to the door.
A man. Put the bags around your neck. Have your keys in your hand and unlock the fucking door.
Movies make me a little bit weary of like door locks and stuff like that because I think like, okay, the power's out and then for some reason the batteries, backup battery or whatever that's in those, because I would imagine.
It has a key. It still has a key.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying like a straight up, like that's the
it
only.
No, it still has a key lock.
That would be a humongous design flaw.
But
something battery powered didn't have a key like that.
Yeah. Bro, there's like for sure things out there like that.
Like, that's a fire hazard. That wouldn't be able to pass code. It would have to have a key on it.
Yeah, it definitely has a key. But then there's two entrances. Like we usually go through our garage anyway. We just push our little button and the big ass garage door opens up and we usually go through that way. Excuse me, but our front door, since we only had the two keys, it was just harder to give. We couldn't get a key to everybody, so only two of us had a key. So my wife and I had a key, and the kids had a key. And so if we were always together, that was cool.
I got
but
you.
It just so I had to get a new lock anyway. But the lock that I got like a really good one, and
that's
I liked
pretty
it.
Extreme.
But I like gadgets, so like I don't mind spending money on gadgets.
I mind spending money on gadgets that I only use once or twice a day.
Yeah, we use that every day.
Every day. How often? How much time you spend on your front door?
Often? Like I come
that's
and go
like
a lot.
2 seconds a day?
Like, as a real estate agent, I'm always in and out of the door. Like, I'm always coming and going to an appointment or somewhere. The kids are always coming and going. The wife is always coming and going. So, like, it gets used if you want to be technical about it. But
well, can it overheat?
No. How can it overheat?
I don't fucking know. Just, how often do you use a door now?
It's just four batteries. You just push the door, turns the bolt, and the
like,
door opens.
I don't like it.
I'm undecided on it.
I fucking hate it.
It's
I don't
not
like it.
Speaking of that, like
you
I said,
get one.
I'm undecided. Hell no.
I might buy y'all one as a gift.
I'm not.
Y'all
I'm
might
not
like it.
I'm gonna sell it. Don't buy that for me.
Y'all might like it.
You gonna find that bitch on eBay?
I'm undecided on the watch so far. Of like. Is it necessary? Does it help? Does it?
And
like,
it's completely unnecessary. My watch is really unnecessary. However, like I can answer my phone through my watch and everything, and I don't
have
to.
Yeah, you can send
be,
messages. You can do it all.
Yeah,
I
like,
can
I don't
do
have
all
to,
of that with my Fitbit, but I don't have a setup for that because I refuse to answer my phone from my wrist.
But see, like I have to be.
I will pick up my goddamn phone and see what happened. Okay.
I have to be like near my phone for like certain alerts. Like, so I'm in this program with my brokerage where the alerts come through and I have to hurry up and try to get them to win certain leads. And so like having the notification close to me is helpful. Every fucking time I'm away from my phone, I get a little alert. So like I always either have to have my phone in my fucking hand or another way to get these damn alerts. And it's helpful when they're on my wrist because I always have my watch. And I've always loved watches since I was a kid. I don't think you've ever seen me without a watch. I've always loved watches, and I've always had either cool ones or something I thought was sweet. But watches are like my thing. And I love gadgets. So like being able to marry those two.
I like watches too.
Being able to marry those two like is fun for me. So
I think it'll be beneficial to me because I'm somebody who like when I'm at home, mm-hmm. I very rarely have my phone on me. Yeah. If I'm out and about, my phone is always in my pocket, always close to me. But when I'm at home, I'll set it down, be all through my house, whatever. You know what I mean? I never have my phone on me. And I'll miss calls and messages and things because of that. And I think she kind of thought about that and we kind of talked about it too. So it might be helpful, but I'm just so bad. Like I similar to like the person that have like, hit snooze on their alarm clock and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like I'll look at a message or a phone call like, oh yeah, I'm gonna answer that in a minute, and then I never do.
Well, I'll look at mine to see if it's important.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm gonna call them back in a minute. I'm gonna respond to that message in a minute, and then I just never do.
If the message that I receive, like I look at my watch and it's not important, then I'm just like, okay, cool. But I didn't have to get my phone to go and do that. But
right.
Yeah. I love technology and I love shit like that. So I mean, there's people who hate technology and are like, why you're so reliant on the technology? I don't care.
I like
go
the
fuck
action
yourself.
Of reaching for my phone.
That's fantastic.
I burn calories doing that. You grab my phone. See what's going
you
on.
Might
okay,
burn a,
I mean,
you might burn an eighth of a calorie.
That's capitalism. That's why you can buy whatever you want. I can buy whatever I want. Like that's the beauty of it. Like, but it's just the preference
I'll,
that
I'll
I have.
Never have an Alexa in my house.
I have Google. I don't have an Alexa.
Same thing.
My new TV has
I'll never have one of them.
Yeah. My new TV has a thing where I can push the button and tell it shit, but it doesn't. I don't have it set to, like, it doesn't just listen or pick up on shit.
It does listen without you even.
Right, right. Well, our phones do too.
I know. I'm saying everything.
Like, even Brent over there thinking he's not getting listened to. He's getting listened to.
Everything.
You know what's fucking crazy?
He just doesn't want to add to it, which I understand.
You know what's fucking crazy? I was, what the fuck was I doing? I was at home doing something.
And you talked about something, and then you got on your phone and it was in your face.
I talked about, no.
Wedding rings gonna pop up on his phone now.
I don't know if I said it out loud. It might be just something in my head.
I've done that many times.
That's when it gets weird. Yeah, it was. That's when it gets weird. It's like, but is it piecing shit together that I've been doing, or does it? Damn.
But
like,
what happened?
That's
is,
when we've watched too many movies.
Now that I'm about to say it, I know how it happened.
Yeah.
I was in my head looking for this movie. It's called Rock and Roll High Forever. One of the movies from the 90s. Because I haven't seen it in like forever, and I used to love that fucking movie. So I wanted to see if it was on one of these streaming sites or whatever. So I Googled it, trying to find the name, because I couldn't remember the full name. I saw something similar to it, and it made me think about that movie. I was on HBO Max scrolling, and they had a bunch of other movies on there, and I saw something similar to it. So I was like, what the fuck was that name? Because what they had wasn't that movie. So I got on Google, and I was like, okay, I started typing up shit, and it came up. 1991 film, Rock and Roll High Forever. Oh, okay, cool. I'm going to watch that movie sometime. I ain't seen it in forever. And today, I get on YouTube at the crib, and I'm scrolling through my recommended section. What the fuck is there? That goddamn movie. Like, that shit is crazy. And I was like, do you see this?
Yeah.
I'm telling my babe, you see this shit? Like, I was just talking. I was just looking for this yesterday.
So there, much of our shit
and here
is linked,
it is on
man.
YouTube.
So much of it is
but
linked.
Now that I think about it, I got on Google to search for it, and my YouTube is linked to my
Google.
Gmail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a fine line about that that I like.
That shit is dangerous.
That I hate.
Yeah, it's convenient as fuck.
Yeah,
but it's dangerous as fuck.
I've gotten mad that I haven't gotten suggestions on certain shit. Literally, like fuck,
like damn, you know I would love
that
movie.
I would love to see a video like this. Like,
I would love Drake's new single.
Yeah, why the fuck did you send me a notification that the damn song came out? Like, anything that he's in, just fucking send it to me. Like, what's
just
the,
start playing it.
Why just play it? Like, music just start playing in the background. I won't be upset. Google, goddamn, like, come on. Like, I don't know, man. I love technology. And so a lot of people are scared of it.
I have a love-hate relationship with it. I hate it a lot of times. But
I know what you mean.
Too.
I know exactly what you mean. When it comes to gadgets, though, I love just techie gadgets. You can't really buy gadgets for me because I'll have my preference of what I'll like and not like about it. So, like, when it comes to gift giving, I really got to buy my own.
I feel like all of mine, I never use them for what they're worth. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't use.
That's why I don't have an Android. Those phones do way too much. I don't need all that.
Yeah. My phone does.
But shit, even
my
iPhones
phone does
do a ton.
Nothing like the Androids. Not even close.
I mean, they have a little bit more capability.
It's not even
like,
close,
bro.
It's not.
I had Androids forever. I was an Android guy.
I had
guy
Android
forever.
Too. I had a Galaxy S6. That was one of the first real advanced ones.
The Notes,
and
man.
Them
the
motherfuckers
Notes
do
are the ones
everything.
That
I had a Note
everything.
Too. This I had
is,
a Note too.
This is the newest Note.
Them motherfuckers do everything.
It does
bro.
Everything.
Like, I don't need all that. It's too much.
But we don't need the shit that's on the fucking most basic phones.
To me, the iPhones are like what you need for like the bare minimum.
But see, like with
Androids
my Note,
are for people who need a whole bunch of extra shit.
With my Note, I was able to write an entire contract on the go for a client, and my offer won. So like,
gang,
it's helpful.
Like, yeah,
it's very helpful. Very. You benefit from something.
Yeah, I do. I've designed like I've played with my logo and designed and took out the background and made it better. Like all these things I've done with my phone. Like I use my phone like a lot. It's usually always in my hand, and that's why I get pissed off when it's not in my fucking hand and I get a notification. I'm so pissed. Like y'all don't understand the frustration that comes with that. Like I told y'all before on a different podcast.
We got way off track.
I know.
When I fall asleep is when I start getting the best business. Like
One brand I'm a slave to is Samsung. Like, I don't want any other TV but a Samsung.
Really?
I have Samsung.
Samsungs are amazing.
I have Samsung TV,
Samsung
refrigerator,
and Sony TV's
stove,
fire.
Microwave.
I don't really care about the appliances.
My
TV has to be Samsung.
My washer and my dryer.
I got four TVs in the house. Three TVs in the house.
Yeah.
All Samsung.
See, but with tech, that might be a weird thing, too, where with tech, it kind of does matter to spend a little bit more, like kind of buy a brand.
Well,
Sony used to
be the shit.
Sony and Samsung still kind of are in a lot of ways.
Sony makes PlayStation.
But
so
listen,
right
let me plug
me.
This. Don't get me wrong. It's early in the game. I just got this fucking TV the other day. But she bought this TV because she got the craziest deal on it. It's a 65-inch, but it's that basic whatever brand, TCL. You know what I'm talking about?
One of them.
Like, yeah, like
Walmart brand.
I think so, but and I think they usually like make like Roku ones that already have like Roku and shit. This one does
be like $300-$400.
Bro, this was
like the biggest TV.
She said she got it for $249 with tax and everything.
Yeah.
And it's a 65-inch TV.
Motherfuckers are cheap, bro.
Crazy crystal clear. Like I thought, like, okay, the speaker's gonna be bullshit, this, that, whatever. So far the shit is fire.
Yeah.
So like
why you ain't got it in the living room?
It is. You just didn't notice it because the tree's right there right now. Oh. Yeah, it's up.
Oh, my, I ain't even peep.
Yeah.
So how big was your last one?
55, I think.
Oh, it's really close.
Yeah, it's close.
Speaking of, it's not a huge
like
jump.
Along the lines of conforming to like different things, what else do you are there? I think I think my main thing might have been like through Christmas. Do you feel like there's other things around that you feel like are conforming, or do you feel like is it just with the holidays? Like, what society things do you feel like are things you just want to go against?
Well, like everything popular.
Is it just because it's popular?
Like everything tradition. Like I'm extremely unconventional.
I don't
and
know
non-traditional. I don't like tradition.
Is society conforming and trends the same thing?
Kinda. They're like cousins. Because they're like first cousins.
Because you're gonna convert me to your side if you're gonna say that conforming to society is going with whatever trends are out there. Because I definitely don't try to go with the trends that are out there. Like
you can,
I don't purposely try to go against them, but I don't purposely follow them. Like when something becomes popular or viral or something, like I don't be like, oh shit, let me go try that. So yeah. But like when it comes to like a holiday,
that's why I say they're not necessarily the same.
Yeah, so I was just trying to
because you could conform to society but not follow trends.
I guess that's what I was trying to follow you down. Like you were when you talk about society things, you keep bringing up certain things that are trends, and I can follow you along the lines of the things that are trends. But the traditions that we grew up with, like I don't even though I grew up Catholic, I don't associate Christmas with religion. So I associate it as a gift giving day, mm-hmm. and it's fun for me because of that purpose. Because that's all it is to me. Some people get into the thing like, oh, well, the meaning of the reason, or what's that saying?
The reason for the season.
Yeah. Fuck that. Like, mm-hmm. none of that. Because I don't
everybody's doing
it
for
religion.
Gifts.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing
it's all for gifts. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel any pressure also. So, like, I love it because of the gifts, but, like, I don't feel pressure to try to get everybody a gift. Like, I like getting my kids gifts because maybe they are conforming in a way to what society says they should be getting on that day. But I also enjoy it because like that's how I grew up.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's such a good time for me. And like family is around it, like all of that conforming, like I love all of that. I like the reason to get the family together. But I'm also the same type of person as like, don't just fuck with me on Christmas. If you want to fuck with me, you better be fuck with me the whole year mm-hmm. or else I don't want to see you on Christmas. Mm-hmm. So
sounds contradictory.
I know, but I enjoy spending time with family on Christmas Day because it's like a day that we're like able to be off and all kind of just get together.
Right.
But don't let that be the only day where you're thinking about trying to link up.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I come with that.
I fall in the lane of like anything that is a tradition or a trend or anything. I rock with it if it also makes sense for me.
If I like it, then okay. But for the most part, I don't like any of them.
What? What holidays?
None.
You like any holidays? Really?
None.
Not on like the 4th, 4th of July?
I don't have to work those days and I get paid not to be at work, so they're cool.
4th of July is a pretty cool holiday.
It sucks. I don't get
it. Ain't for us.
I don't get any paid holidays.
No, but I'm just saying, like, as far as what it is. But see, you're also going to the origin of shit where that's not what I'm about. I understand why you would not want to or in certain situations. But for me, I'm always like, what is it going to mean for me? And it's like a lot of what Brandon's saying. Like, people are going to be off work. We're going to have a cookout. Might be some fireworks. The weather's probably going to be nice, warm. Might go hit a pool, this, that. Like, a lot of shit where I'm like, oh, this works for me. I fuck with the 4th.
Sounds like a regular Saturday.
It could be. It definitely could be, too. You got to buy the fireworks.
You know, for me,
I don't even care about fireworks. Like, I don't like fireworks.
I enjoy fireworks. For me, though, like, now in my...
They're fucking boring.
In my... I don't know. Something magical about
magical.
Fireworks to me.
This nigga said magical.
Yeah, when I grew up going
Disney
to the fireworks...
Movie.
Yeah, when I grew up going to the fireworks, like, that was a... those were moments that I kind of, like, cherished with my mom. Mm-hmm. And so that was a thing that we always did together.
Well, that's different. There's sentimental value there.
But that's kind of the origins of a lot of holidays. holiday shit.
I have
for
no
me too.
Sentiment of value to any holiday.
Gotcha. Yeah. Did your mom not really rock with holidays, or she did, but they just weren't
she
a big deal?
She did because
or?
She had kids. Mm-hmm. She probably felt that societal pressure. Okay, I got to get my kids stuff for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. What about like the 4th and like random
no.
shit?
No. It was just Christmas. She didn't care about nothing else.
Well, that's why you don't give a fuck.
Yeah, maybe. I love
it. It's a big part of it, I would
yeah,
say.
Yeah, maybe, you know probably. I mean? And even sometimes Christmas, we didn't get gifts on Christmas. They came later.
Yeah, when you could get them.
Yeah, that's probably a lot of reason why I don't care about shit. Like, if I do buy a gift, if it doesn't come on the 25th, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, I don't give a goddamn.
So, like, I've raised my kids to not be so passionate about Christmas. Now, I love the season. So, don't get me wrong. I love Christmas music. I love, like, I get really joyous about it. I've seen Christmas music, like, all year round.
Your company was based on elves.
And, like, I just love it. But I have not raised them to love Christmas the way that I love Christmas. And, but maybe that would probably be part of like conforming to society, because I don't want them to feel like there's so much pressure around Christmas. Like, they enjoy the day because we get to hang out, we get to be together. But that was also like, I've always worked on holidays, and Christmas was probably like one of the few holidays that I had off to be able to be around them.
But think
stuff.
About the amount of pressure that Christmas causes, though. Like, people are Christmas shopping in August.
Yeah.
Just to have an amazing gift. This yeah. one day coming up.
But you know what? I feel like you think about a lot about what other people do. And I guess I don't go in that path.
I do.
But I don't. So I think that's probably why I can't connect with you on a lot of stuff, because I don't care about what other people do. Even though it may look like I'm conforming to society, I'm not worried about what they're doing. I just know, like, oh, this is the day that we celebrate Christmas. And this
worrying
is
about what they're doing and noticing what they're doing is two different things. I don't care about what they're doing either, but I do know what they're doing.
But it affects you.
It doesn't. I don't.
He's saying it affects
you
because it's affecting your decision making, that you're then having a negative outlook on it because of what it's doing to them instead of what it's doing to you.
Well,
that
makes
sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, though, I just also don't like it, and I see what it does to people. That just helps keep me on my side. Like, yeah, I already don't fuck with this, yeah. And I see it turns you to morons. I'm gonna go ahead and stay over here.
That's drugs and alcohol for me. You just explained, like, damn, I'm like, holy shit,
right.
He's calling drugs and alcohol for me.
And that's it's same here.
Yeah,
y'all stay where y'all at.
Yeah. I'm like, that shit causes a lot of pain and this and that. And
it depends. It's,
you know what?
Yeah, there's definitely people that can control.
Depends on the
yeah,
on the,
yeah,
on the,
yeah.
per, the person.
1,000%. We got about 10 minutes. I want to end on that, actually. I want to talk about, like, societal conforming. I am blown away that, like, social drinking is a societal conformity type of a thing that people,
when you don't,
like,
do it, people
embrace.
Think you're weird.
Yeah. Like, it drives me crazy.
Yeah, see?
It like,
same thing.
When people go
weird
out
because you don't drink, but if you're around a bunch of people who don't drink, they're gonna think you weird.
Yeah, like when so as a real estate agent, they're all about parties.
Oh yeah,
most of them, and it's like always like having a drink or going to do this, and it's like, and then obviously it's not just with real estate agents. I'm just happen to be in that field mm-hmm. where when it's such a social thing that, like, that's the thing. Let's go get a drink, and I'm like, God damn, like, and then these people are like fucking alcoholics, mm-hmm. like they drink till they're fucking smashed. And
you got to think about what alcohol means to everybody. Mm-hmm. It means something different to every single yeah. person. Like, yeah. some people just do it just to help them relax, just to help calm their nerves. Some people need it to actually function.
And some people yeah. are doing it escape.
And then some people only do it socially. Like, just because they're around a group of people, everybody's drinking, okay, yeah, they'll have a couple.
Yeah, but you know what? Somebody had called me out on something because they posted a picture. It's like one of those pictures that said, it was like a full cabinet of, like, cereal and snack bars and all this, like, sugary shit. So it's like, what do you think of when you see this? I wrote, diabetes. She was like, people liked what I said, and then some people, like, commented, and she, like, deleted a whole bunch of shit. She was like, I can't believe that you are all
Wait a minute. I think I was on that one.
No, this is on my other Facebook page. So oh, something.
Because I saw something like that. I put a gif of the diabetes dude.
And so she was like, this is a debilitating disease and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, and, bitch? Like, I was so upset. Like, I was like, I apologize if I offended you with that. But that's what I think of when I see all that sugary shit inside of a cabinet. And
it was
like,
that, it was that cabinet with all the fucking snacks and Capri Suns and all that shit. Yeah.
And diabetes. I was like, that's exactly what I think of. Like, it's all sugar. Mm-hmm. And like, that's what it is. Like, and she's like, oh, I almost died because of it. She's a big ass woman too. And she was big. So I'm like, yeah, bitch. Like, that's
look at you growing.
Yeah.
No, until the next year.
He was so close.
Damn it.
He was so close. He was very close.
Damn it.
He stopped himself. And still,
he wants to get there.
I want to.
I see the want to.
I want. So that's the start. That's the start. And that's how much I don't even notice it. That's crazy.
The first
right?
step is to admit you have a problem.
I admit I have a problem. I need help with it. You helped me. I appreciate that.
All right.
And so
I'm here to cheer you on, bro.
Yeah. And so I'm like, well, with alcohol, like, people cheer that on all the time. Like, like, you're mad at me for saying that this all the sugars is diabetes, and like, people like, oh, you almost die from that. People almost die from alcoholism and smoking cigarettes and all these things, but it's not vilified in the same way. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all you need.
That's because it's cool to smoke. It's cool to drink. Everything is about being cool. If it's not,
I mean, it's cool to eat those snacks too.
Yeah,
it's
I was about to say, depending on the circle, people think that like you're crazy if you act
treat
like
yourself.
If you act like
eat
sugar's a big deal. Yep.
It's not cool to eat snacks. I've never seen.
Bro, and no
snacks being promoted.
Mountain Dew, Cheetos, those are snacks.
Doritos, maybe.
Those are snacks.
Doritos, maybe.
Little Debbie's.
Mountain Dews to me are like for rednecks. Like, they're promoted to
just
rednecks.
Just because they are for you does not mean they're for like.
I've never seen snacks as being cool.
They're huge in the gaming culture.
Yeah, true. Yeah, but so, gaming culture is a small community.
What?
No, not anymore, man.
Did you small community?
Yeah, not anymore.
In the grand scheme of,
you gotta get out of those movies, bro.
Yeah, the younger generations, younger than us, man, and not just the cats that are young now.
There are cats like, our age grew up with all these different gaming systems.
Give me a number.
Give you a number what?
Of a percentage of people that are into gaming?
Do you know the most popular?
Of the amount of people that game.
Do you know the most?
Number.
Do you want to know the most popular person on YouTube is a gamer?
I'm sure, yeah. But give me a number. How big is this community?
Hold on, I'm gonna tell you.
Million strong? What are you talking about? Like, it's billion strong. Like, what do you mean?
I want a number. Hold on. That's what I mean. You looked at me sideways and I said it's a small community. Give me a number.
Maybe what's your idea of small?
Hold on a second.
No, what's your idea of small?
A few million people.
Compared to what?
7 billion? Motherfucker, what are we talking about here?
So listen.
why don't we talk about the people who have access to the technology first, which would not be 7 billion? Let's define it first there.
What's the number, bro?
So mobile gaming alone generates $77 billion now. So you just said with what?
Doesn't talk about how many people are in it.
No, but listen to me. For what you're saying, for like there's 7 billion people.
No, that's a 7 billion profit. That's not the same thing.
No. It says here the profit is 37. It's just overall is 77. I think 77 is the gross.
That doesn't equate to people though.
But I'm not saying. But also you can decide what means something to you, whether dollars mean
the
more
level
people
of
more.
The
that's
industry.
Not what I'm not talking about the money that it makes.
You're talking
about
the amount of people.
The amount of people that
are
engulfed into gaming.
I think in the younger generations it's big, man.
I'm sure.
Wait a minute.
It's so much more normal to them, man.
What was your initial point?
Do you think there are more that do that are into basketball than there are in gaming?
No. Basketball is also as far as like professional players, it's also
the
a small
love of
community.
Basketball is a worldwide community. What else is larger than basketball besides soccer?
Maybe football.
Almost every fucking athlete that you can name in any sport is a gamer. All of them.
A lot of them are, yeah, because they got the way their schedules are and time. And
yeah, I understand that gaming is big. I know that. But I don't think
small
I don't think
community.
I did say small because I don't think it's as big as you make it out to be.
Mm. I don't think it's as small.
I know
as you're
it's.
Out
I know
to
it's
be.
Gotten bigger.
I'm gonna say we're gonna have
listen,
to agree to disagree.
Listen, I know that it's gotten. Listen, I play games. Like I understand what's going on. Like I know that it's gotten bigger, and streaming is because of that. People are also getting paid now because of this.
Yeah.
Shit. So I know it's gotten bigger. It also technology has gotten better.
But it's been a professional sport, like on its own for years.
And you'd be amazed how big computer gaming is, which is
I wouldn't be amazed.
Like, no,
I know,
you would, man. It's
I'm aware of it. I've been playing games my whole fucking life. You're not gonna tell me.
Then
that.
It seems like
I understand.
But how are you ignoring? Crazy that, why are you saying it's a small community? Like maybe
I'm comparing it to the globe.
To what?
The world. Billions and billions of people. I'm comparing it to that. In the grand scheme of that, it's a small community.
Well, your perspective is wrong then, because you need to put it into to the perspective of people who can actually have access to that technology. That's like saying cable is small.
What was your point? If that just even makes it smaller.
What?
That makes it smaller.
What?
The people who have access to it?
Yeah.
That makes it smaller than what I'm even talking about.
That's getting you to understand how big it is.
What's that say?
40% of the world plays video games.
Really?
40%. A recent report has revealed that nearly 3.1 billion people worldwide play video games, which is why it's about 40% of the world's population. Out of the 8 billion people in the world today, nearly 40% of them play video games, according to a recent report, August 14, 2020.
Well, I was wrong. It's much bigger than I thought it was. I didn't think it would be 40%.
But I was
thinking somewhere around 20.
You know why I think you were thinking that, though? Is because you're forgetting, like, so many different types of gaming. So, like, people that play the stupid little games on Facebook.
I was thinking about online games, period.
But that's what I'm saying. Think about people playing the stupid little games on Facebook. People that have gotten back into Nintendo and Atari and shit because they had it in their childhood.
Those retro games.
With all the people that grew up in the PlayStation, Sega, whatever eras that have like progressed. With the new kids that are playing a ton of shit on computers. Like with people that play it on little watches and play it on a fucking little stupid handheld thing.
Well, I'm talking about like, bro, that 40% number is probably just talking about online gamers.
It just says video games.
But they're probably only registering online gamers. But if you talk about video games in general, but if you're talking about video games in general, just like you said, that kind of makes you think different about it. Mm. Then the number's probably a lot bigger than 40. Then, so I was wrong. What was your initial point
about the snacking in the gaming community? That's when you said it was a small community.
Mm. I mean, but snacking isn't cool though.
Huh?
Snacking isn't nearly as cool as smoking and drinking.
How do you think snacking? You don't think snacking is
cool.
I'll
interject.
Snacking is
No one goes to a party to snack.
No, listen. No, people do.
What are you
talking
about?
No, listen, hold on.
People go to parties to drink.
I think you're seeing different.
They have nightclubs and bars for drinking.
Have you ever?
They have restaurants.
They got snack clubs and snack bars?
Yes.
What's the point of an appetizer?
Inside of a store.
What's the point of an appetizer?
An appetizer.
It's a snack before a meal.
And your dessert is kind of like a snack.
Sure. People are
so you're having two snacks at a place you only have one meal.
You're talking, talking about a restaurant. I'm talking about bars and nightclubs.
You don't snack when you drink?
Listen.
No.
Let me plug something I was going to say.
I'm talking about bars and nightclubs. Stop talking. I'm talking about bars and nightclubs.
You're forgetting.
People go to these things generate billions of dollars for drinking, smoking. Not Doritos. Nobody's going to the club for Doritos.
No, but what he's getting at, do you know how much sugar generates? It smashes alcohol and cigarettes.
Yeah, I know.
So what do you mean?
But sugar's a lot more than just snacks.
For sure it is.
Sugar's also in alcohol.
To a degree. It breaks down to sugar, but it's not in there.
It's also in alcohol. Tequila has sugar in it.
Listen. What I think he's getting at that you're not really thinking about is like, so in certain circles, and especially in like a lot of the community of people that are big and that are like, I'm big and I'm proud type thing, or people that are even just like the foodies, you have those too. Like you have people that, some of them, they're like more into meals and shit like that.
Foodies aren't Little Debbie connoisseurs.
But listen to me. There are pages. I remember somebody added me to a page or something that was like all these outrageously elaborate like desserts that were like, how crazy could you get with like putting Reese's on top of Snickers, on top of this, on top of that, whatever. Bro, that is a thing. And that is, believe it or not, it's a bigger thing than you would think. Like it's because it is like drugs to people. Sugar is a drug.
But what I'm telling you is that snacks are not promoted to be cool the way drinking is. Smoking is.
What?
Man.
There was a Marlboro man that looked cool.
Bro,
Joe Campbell used to look cool.
Every snack has a cartoon character for the most part.
To appeal to children. They're appealing.
You're hooked your whole life.
The Camel cigarette was to appeal to children.
Yeah. I'm talking about.
You got to start them young. Like, that's the whole point.
I'm talking about how it's promoted. It's not promoted to look.
Because
snacks are promoted to look be cool.
As cool as smoking and drinking.
Snap into a Slim Jim, man. All the different random things. There's gimmicks to everything. All the Pepsi commercials that had fucking Beyonce and everything you can think of. Like, you're playing yourself, son.
None of that stuff looked cool.
You're playing. That's the whole point of it was look cool. Why would they hire a celebrity?
Because it didn't look cool to Brent. So it didn't look cool. Period.
Yeah, agree to disagree. We're going to have to agree to disagree on this one. And we got way off topic on this one.
Y'all are telling me that eating snacks is as cool as drinking and smoking?
It depends on the person in the circle, yeah.
Everything depends on the person in the circle. I'm talking about as
and like a majority, yes.
As a majority. Yes. As a culture.
Nah, y'all are bugging.
I have people on my social media, and then so does my wife, that like literally their stories or their posts a lot of times are all about like the snacks they're eating all the time. All the time.
You realize there's also people who have stories about smoking and drinking.
Yes, but that's what I'm telling you. I'm not saying it's not... It's not as cool.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's you're not saying it's as not cool equal. I'm saying as it is. Smoking and drinking.
You're talking about the image of eating a snack.
The image of snacking and the image of smoking and drinking. Smoking and drinking, the image of that is much cooler.
So we're saying very different
Doritos
things.
And shit.
Got you. So that's all very I'm different saying. Things.
I still don't agree. Because when you...
You could disagree, but you're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
I think what he's saying is the marketing is different.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I got
that's
you.
What I've been
but,
saying.
But that's not what... I don't think that's what we were arguing. What we were arguing is that... And maybe that's
the
what
popularity
we
of it.
Yeah, like it's that's just as common, if not more common. We were arguing that it's just
common,
as common, if not
yes,
more common.
Yes, it's common, but it's not...
You're just saying like somebody sitting there smoking a cigarette or drinking is literally marketed to make them look like they're being cool in that moment.
They're way that's more, what I'm talking about.
In some of the in the snack communities, they do that, but it's kind of like
it only appeals to the motherfuckers that eat snacks.
Yeah, but way more like people will look at you smoking a cigarette and be like, ugh. But people won't see you eating a piece of cake and be like, ugh.
Yeah, that's a fucking lie.
No, people do it, but not as many.
Smoking is losing its allure.
Yeah, it is.
So is
yeah.
I think a lot of like
sugar is too.
Yeah,
yeah.
But what are we talking about?
Tangent City. We got on.
We're talking about society.
We thought we were getting on Brent.
That still was in society.
We
thought
we were getting on Brent.
And smoking and drinking is promoted to look cooler than eating snacks is in society.
What did I bring? What would we bring up snacks for?
I don't know. One of y'all's about to make a stupid point or something, probably. Because it came from one of y'all motherfuckers. I didn't bring snacks.
Oh, no, you were talking about the picture. The picture that you seen on social media where somebody had a cabinet full of snacks. That's how
the diabetes.
Yeah. And then chick came at you about, like, saying that.
That snacks are cool. And it was a big, you said it was a big girl, too?
Yeah.
He brought it back on purpose. He brought it back on purpose.
You said, I'm just saying.
She had almost died from it, I guess. And but it made sense to me in my head because she was a big girl. So like, of course she would think there was no problem with that cabinet and that it was fine. But then she would also bring up the fact that she had diabetes.
If I come home and my girl just went shopping and that's what our cabinet looks like, me and her are no longer together after that day.
You fortunately probably won't have that problem.
But I'm just saying.
And the big thing is the kid is going to make y'all split regardless because they're just going to be eating all that shit and jumping off the walls and karate kicking you in the leg.
I stopped buying a whole bunch of shit.
I'm leaving right then and there. Like, this is not going to work.
Yeah, I stopped buying a whole bunch of shit. Like, I never really was big on buying a lot of it anyway, but it would go to waste in my house.
I was a sugarhead as a kid.
Yeah,
I didn't know the difference. I didn't know it was bad.
But they like my kids like candy, but we don't have like a lot of the other heavy sugar snacks in the house. And I feel like that kind of proportion is fine because you can eat some candy and then be fine. But if you constantly eating everything in the cabinets, like repeatedly, that all of that has like a lot of it in there, the sugar and the carbs, like I feel like that's a bigger problem than like a pack of what the fuck do you eat?
Yeah, like a candy
sweet
can
tarts
or
shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the shit I'll plug before we wrap it up too is that the biggest thing, people got to stop drinking sugar. Stop drinking sugar.
My kids don't drink sugar.
Like, that's why Pop and all that. I'm glad that it's starting to fall off. I'm glad that some people.
And artificial sweeteners.
Bro, Mountain Dew ain't going nowhere.
So many people have no idea about, like, juices and stuff. So many people have no clue about juices and stuff. Like, because there's all these juices at the stores that'll say, like, all natural this.
Like, smoothies and stuff.
Bro, if you start looking at those, a lot of times they have more sugar and shit than Pop.
Yeah, even
it's
orange
crazy.
Juice.
Yeah, it's real bad.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I get obsessed with apple cider during the winter time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I get
apple
addicted
cider
to
is
it.
Good, bro. I had that shit in
it's
a long
tasty.
Time.
Tasty. I've drank.
I had that shit in so long.
Okay, guess what? I mean, I've drank at least 20 gallons since November.
Jesus Christ,
bro! I get obsessed with it. Like, I drink it nonstop. Like,
bro,
it's
you
my,
got a problem.
My name is Brandon. I have a problem.
I put it in my Bubba.
It's in there?
In my Bubba.
No, this is water.
Oh.
It's over.
You brought a little gallon over here?
Yeah.
Give me some of that shit. No,
the season is over.
Is it still warm?
I got to detox all that out of my system. So it's a straight water.
Shit. We got to wrap this
up.
Yeah,
we got like 2 minutes.
That's bad. This was fun, though.
Yeah.
Man, I thought we was going to get some more heat on Brent. But,
right. Y'all ain't got nothing on me.
Damn, man. Next time. I need more time to plan.
I need more time to plan.
Hey, y'all, listen, we could do that too. Y'all could go to your quarters, write some notes. We could come back to this.
I wanted to get an idea what you meant with social conformity and how you broke against it. So
you still didn't get the idea?
I mean, I guess I got it to mean trends and stuff. So if we take a moment to think about back on this.
I got you, man. Yeah. So
it's a you problem.
Yeah.
But what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to listen to this episode.
Yeah.
And take some notes.
I don't listen to these episodes.
On that note,
play the music.
Peace.